Writer-director Jeff Nichols takes a road trip into the past with his new film, The Bike Riders.
I'm thinking of starting a riding club.
The story follows a journalist profiling a Chicago motorcycle club in the late 60s and early 70s. Seen through the eyes of one of the wives, the story focuses on the leader, played by Tom Hardy, and one of the members, played by Austin Butler.
I've been thinking, I can't run this club forever.
Rather than being a version of Sons of Anarchy, this film takes a more historic approach. The subject matter and the filmmaking style evokes the sense of the drive-in biker movies from its era.
What about the bar? Burn it down.
There are strong performances all around, but the story is limited by its flawed subject matter. Tom Hardy's character is the most nuanced and interesting, but Austin Butler does little more than smolder at the camera and look cool.
Hey, you can't have those colors on in here.
You'd have to kill me to get this jacket off.
He won't stay down.
Even Jodie Comer struggles as the unreliable narrator. For as much agency as she's given in the film, her role exists solely to support the male leads.
I never felt so out of place in all my life. That's when I saw him for the first time.
I'm Benny.
I have to admit, he took my breath away.
It's an interesting movie, but much more of a historical character study than a modern outlaw western. The Bike Riders gets 3 carburetors out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.